Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhashashi Bhattacharya. The filing of nominations for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir began today after the issuance of notification. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 25th of September. Meanwhile, for the first phase of assembly elections, 244 nominations out of 279 were found valid by the Election Commission after the scrutiny of papers. 24 constituencies will go to polls in the first phase on 18th of September. The result of all phases will be declared on the 4th of October. In Gujarat, relief and rescue operations is underway in full swing after floods wreaked havoc in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel today and took stock of the relief work in the flood-affected regions. He instructed the state administration to expedite sanitation and public health work in the flood-affected areas to restore normal life. The Prime Minister also assured all support from the centre. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Saurashtra and Kutch today. The weather agency has also predicted heavy rainfall over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during next 7 days. An inter-ministerial central team began on-the-spot assessment of wreckage of floods in 4 districts of Tripura. The team, led by Director Central Water Commission Mahesh Kumar, visited Gomti district and inspected the affected areas. According to Additional District Magistrate Binoy Bhushan Dash, Gomti district has incurred losses amounting to 1,100 crore rupees. After arrival at Agartala yesterday, the central team held review meeting with the top officials of various departments of state government. The state government, in its preliminary estimates, have stated that the floods brought in massive loss of properties and infrastructure amounting to 15,000 crore rupees. At least 3 terrorists were killed in 2 separate encounters in 2 different anti-infiltration operations along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir's Kupwara district. The encounter started after a joint operation was launched by the security personnel in response to the suspected movement of the terrorist. Director General of Police of the Jammu and Kashmir Police, R.R. Swain, told Akashvani News that 1 terrorist was killed in Tangdhar sector and 2 terrorists were gunned down in the Machil sector. In a massive crackdown in the Pakistan-led Vishakhapatnam espionage case, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, searched multiple locations across the country yesterday. According to the NIA, extensive searches were conducted at 16 locations in Gujarat, Karnataka, Kerala, Telangana, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Haryana. The premises searched by NIA teams were linked with suspects who had received money from Pakistan to undertake spying activities in India. The NIA in a statement said a total of 22 mobile phones and a host of sensitive documents were seized during the searches. The case involved the leakage of sensitive information related to the Indian Navy as part of an anti-India conspiracy hatched from across the border. The Finance Ministry has amended Securities Contracts Regulation Rules 1956, facilitating direct listing of securities by public Indian companies on international exchanges of GIFT Indian Financial System Code, IFSC. According to the Finance Ministry, new amendments facilitate easier access to global capital for Indian startups and companies in sunrise and technology sectors. This will benefit Indian companies to look avenues for expanding their presence in other markets. The Ministry issued a gazette notification in this regard yesterday. As per the rules, the minimum offer an allotment to the public as per the offer document will be at least 10% of the post-issue capital for public Indian companies desiring to list solely on international exchanges in IFSC. The government has allowed the Indian Public Service Commission to perform other-based authentication to verify candidates' identity on a voluntary basis. It has been allowed at the time of registration and during various stages of examination and recruitment. The decision came in the wake of cancelling of the provisional candidature of Pooja Khedkar and deferring her from all future examinations for fraudulently availing attempts in the civil services examination beyond eligibility by faking her identity. Today is National Sports Day. The day is celebrated on 29th August every year to commemorate the birth anniversary of the legendary hockey player Major Dhyan Chand. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.